AgBio Science is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Farmers really love that this is a technology that they can see and touch. It's real in a way that a piece of data isn't quite as tangible. And so there's a lot of trust when farmers come out to our fields to see the technology in action. They know that it works because they can see it for themselves.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. It's estimated that disease could cost the global food system up to 20% of production. And one scientist is turning to the plant itself to change that. Welcome, Kyle Moeller, Dr. Kyle Moeller, CEO of Insignum AgTech to Ag Bioscience. Kyle, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back in your renowned halls yet again,
but
in a new space. So thank you very much.
You are kind, coming off a big win. We're going to get to the big win soon, but we have to start with Insignum. The story, the innovation is incredible. Harnessing the power of biology to be an early indicator of disease in the field. Tell us how it works.
Our technology enables plants to talk. And what we mean by that is we create new genes out of plant DNA that cause plants to turn color in the very early stage of a particular stress so that farmers get an early warning sign when something is wrong, like diseases or insect attack or low fertility. Our colors are natural. All plants have the ability to make these pigments already. So we're just putting two pieces together that are already there in the plant to create something entirely new.
The pictures we've seen, the crops we've seen in the field, I mean, it's amazing. There's spots that look almost like lesions on a leaf in corn that are purple. I mean, this is early warning, a canary in the coal mine, if you will. But this isn't actually showing a blemish on a leaf. This is an early indication during the pitch competition that I had a chance to sit in on here just a couple of weeks ago. The question was asked, well, Kyle, we have all these digital technologies that are identifying blight and blemishes and infestations. Why do farmers need this technology? Talk about why this is different than just detecting something with a camera.
We have come miles ahead of where we have been in the recent past, and enabling digital or imaging tools to help farmers to better manage their crops. The quality of images and the frequency of images are astounding, but farmers get a ton of new data all the time, and it's really hard to understand how that data is helpful. So images can show, say, insects on a leaf or a disease spot on a leaf. But by the time you see that damage, the presence of that stress, it's already too late to do something about it because that insect is proliferating through the field. And so you're trying to play catch up. That disease has already done damage to that leaf. That lesion, that dead spot on the leaf cannot be healed. And that disease has already started to spread, right? And so you just don't know the extent of how far it has come. With Insignum, we tap into the plant's initial defense response pathway so that as soon as that spore lands on a leaf and starts to form that infection, as the plant mounts its defenses to fight off that infection, we use that genetic reaction to turn on the plant's pigment production pathway. So we get this very early warning sign of when disease is coming, and so we can get ahead of it. That early warning sign shows up on average about a week before you would otherwise be able to see symptoms. And a week is a lifetime in crop management. Sometimes that's literally a lifetime because that's how fast diseases can spread. They can grow and divide within a week. So it's not an exaggeration to say it's a lifetime. So with that, we want farmers to be able to better manage their crops, get healthier plants, and have more sustainable farms so that they don't have to just guess and spray when they think a problem might show up in a week or two, but they can be really accurate, get good control of what problems are actually showing up in their fields.
That precise timing, applying the right application at the right time, really critical, particularly in the current ag environment where we've seen corn price, as an example, hit its lowest in Q3 back to a four-year low. You began to look at this reality of you being able to identify when, to enable a farmer to identify when to take action. Did the passion for this come from your early upbringing connected to farming? Is that where this sort of eureka moment happened? Is like, hey, if I could do this, not only could we make this happen, but we could maybe save farmers more money.
As you know, I grew up on a farm not too far away from here, and I even had my own small farm as a teenager through an FFA project, and we didn't worry about things like diseases when I was doing it. But I went off to study biochemistry and went to Scotland to do my PhD and came back to Indiana eventually, and the farm, this is now being taken over by my older brother, started to use crop protection or fungicides on every acre every year, and I thought, man, that seems like an awful waste. Why would you make that decision that it was just going to be part of your strategy before you even knew if you had a problem or not? So by the time I dug in and had that conversation at more depth, I realized that you have to be preventative in order to be effective at controlling for these different problems. And so I said, all right, I understand that that's the way it has to be done, but surely we can do better. All right. So in my lifetime, I've probably spent as much time with my hand on the wheel of a tractor as I have holding a pipette on the science bench. And so that set me up to put those two different things together, to see the perspective of farmers, to understand what solutions science can bring to this problem.
Kyle, as you think about this current environment that you're in, you've had a lot of feedback. I want to get to what has just happened in the history of the company, but this is a new technology. This, you are pioneering, by definition, a whole new way for farmers to think about crop protection and when to apply, when not to apply. What's been the reaction?
Farmers really love that this is a technology that they can see and touch. It's real in a way that a piece of data isn't quite as tangible. And so there's a lot of trust when farmers come out to our fields to see the technology in action. They know that it works because they can see it for themselves. The ability to help them better manage their crops is something that they're really asking for. When farmers get surveyed about what do you need help with on your farms, they say, I need help making decisions, right? So this kind of technology meets farmers exactly where they're at. They get it. They understand the value. It's a problem that they think about and wrestle with every year. It's like, do I really need to do this? Can I get by without it? Or is that too much of a risk? Am I setting up my fields for vulnerability because I'm not going to control for or prevent diseases or insects? So it meets them where they're at, and they really appreciate what our technology can do for them and their operations.
What is the future of Insignum? And what just happened to Insignum? We'll dig into it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help. With health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, talking with Dr. Kyle Moeller, CEO of Insignum AgTech. Kyle, congratulations. We finally get to talk about the news. Just picked up $1 million in the in-prize competition at Rally, $1 million investment into the company. Give us a sense, what does it mean for the company and where is the company today?
Well, we are still over the moon about it, and we're so excited and thankful and grateful to the in-prize competition. And thank you to Agrinovus for your part in helping put it together as well. All of you guys here on the team did a fantastic job. So what does this do for us? Well, in the fine print of that competition, the prize has to be matched, right? So it's $1 million matching prize, not just straight out cash.
Give us an idea. Where are you with the company? So you have field trials going now. This cash with those field trials, what can we expect in terms of commercialization? When can farmers begin to use the tech?
We have been incredibly fortunate to be doing some testing with Bex hybrids for now the second year. Those tests have been looking really good. People who came out to our field trials this summer got to see those hybrids in action. And we're really looking forward to scaling this outside of Indiana, getting test plots put in across the Midwest so that farmers can see it in their own territory, in their own fields. That's really critically important. So when I answered earlier about how farmers love what they're doing, they're also a little bit skeptical. Just because it works here in Indiana doesn't necessarily mean it works in Illinois or Iowa or Nebraska or anywhere else. So farmers are certainly have a healthy dose of skepticism. So we're looking forward to bringing that to their territory with this influx of cash.
Well, you've had just a massive validation of late as well, securing a patent for the technology. A great validation of the science behind it is strong. What does that patent cover and how does it position you to really defend the future of Insignum?
We've had a few great milestones recently, including our patent. So the patent was awarded that gives us a license to commercialize the technology that could create a variety of different genes to signal for a variety of different problems. So we could use different colors, like you mentioned purple earlier, but we could also use red or blue to signal for other problems like insect attack or low fertility. So that we can have this suite of genes that give farmers a color-coded readout of whatever's going wrong at any given time. And they can really optimize their growth and production. Our portfolio also covers all different crops across the board. So we're looking at what our next best crops are going to be and where we need to move forward with this. Soybeans, of course, is going to be one that's in the development pipeline and other ones as well, like canola. I alluded to other milestones that we had. So we recently, since the last time we've been on the podcast, we've gotten regulatory approval from the USDA. That's been amazing as well. They recognize that there's no harm or no risk involved in our technology. And so we're free to grow and test and breed our plants outside without restrictive permits. So that's a huge step in our commercialization plan, right? Because we want our genes to show up in whatever bag of seed the farmer prefers to use. So we want to license this gene to existing seed companies so that farmers can have that choice, right? And put it in their favorite hybrid and in their favorite field. Because we all know that different hybrids react differently. There are differences between them. And so just because it works at one place in one hybrid doesn't necessarily mean that you have that same problem in your field with this variety of corn. So we're looking forward to getting our gene into the hands of those seed company partners so that they can begin testing really soon too.
Kyle, you've mentioned raising capital, and we can't overlook that because it is not for the faint of heart, particularly in the current environment. You've talked with a lot of investors and a lot of folks who have dug deep into the science. What's been the feedback from investors? What have they flagged? And what have you been able to do to overcome some of those challenges with investors who were maybe skeptical of the technology?
We've been building a lot of great relationships over the past couple of years. From investors, they really want to see that our technology works. It's not just an idea in a lab somewhere, but it's real and true and tangible. I'm a first-time founder, and so there's also skepticism about our team and whether we can deliver on the milestones that we set for ourselves. And so there's been a lot of building trust in us as a team and in our technology and how it performs out in the field. And so I think we've ticked a lot of those boxes and assuaged a lot of those concerns. Don't get me wrong, we're still really early, but the relationships that we've built over time have gone a long way. Also, we have put together a great business advisory team. So we have business leaders that were global leaders from Corteva and from Syngenta, and also somebody, a serial entrepreneur based down in Brazil, which is a key market for us. So it's having those people who can see into the future and see that the future of agriculture is bringing us towards where everybody is moving in the same direction and sees how Insignum can play a huge part in that. So having those advisors who see that vision and are on board, then that gives a lot of other investors confidence in us too.
Well, I think nothing speaks louder than customers, than those who have walked the fields, who have seen Insignum light up a plant. It has to be one of those moments, like when you can take an investor, when you can take somebody out and say, look, this is what it is. It has to be amazing.
You know, we had exactly that reaction this year. One of our investors came down from Iowa, a farmer himself and who leads a great group of farmers with the Ag Ventures Alliance. He said he's seen so many pictures of this over time, but when he sees it for himself, there's this wow moment. He's like, wow, this is really cool. This is legit. And I can see how this is really going to be a hit with a lot of farmers and agronomists and seed producers down the line, everybody in agriculture.
Kyle, we have time for one more question. What's next? You're coming off a huge win. Sounds like got a ton of tailwind. USDA, you've got a patent. What can we expect from Insignum here in the next couple growing seasons?
We're looking to expand our team and bring some additional outstanding people to bring this to bear and to move this forward into commercialization. Over the next couple of years, we're hoping to get our next product moved down the pipeline so we can show that this is not just a corn technology, this is a platform. So be watching out for some additional species, some additional crops out in our fields in the near future.
I love it. Look forward to it. He is Dr. Kyle Moeller, CEO and founder of Insignum AgTech. Kyle, thanks so much for spending time with us and congratulations again.
Well, thank you very much to all that you do for not only the Indiana agricultural ecosystem, but for the countries, for America's and the world ecosystem. It's certainly not taken for granted.
Thank you. It's a ton of fun. And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And while there, don't forget, you can check us out online. Find out where Ag Bioscience will be on the road. You can find it at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening and watching. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.